you would, please just follow along as I read Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. It says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, once again I ask that you'd bless the service. Please help me as I preach. Lord, please take what I said. Please use it, Lord, to encourage us to keep going forward for you, to challenge us to, Lord, to live a life that's pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You see, the title today, the subject is Ready, Set, Grow. Ready, Set, Grow. The idea of our church growing the church. And you say, well, and I know, and you might be thinking it, or you might, the fact that God's the one that gives the increase, definitely. Even we see that, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. We see that in verse 47 of our text. But the thing is, we know that as far as soul winning, God uses us. He's the one that does the saving, but he uses us to spread the word. And as far as growing the church, there's some things that we can be doing as members to help the church to grow. And you know, like kind of that do our part. Yes, he's the one that adds to us. He's the one that gives the increase. But there's some things that we need to do our part, if you will. And we're going to look at several things this morning. As you follow along, you'll see that they all begin with the letter P. But we see that the first thing we find in Philippians 3:14, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." We see the first thing is perseverance. Perseverance. We need to, as Christians, we need to persevere. We need to keep pressing forward. We need to keep, that stick to it. You know, Christians, it's not just in 2021. It's been, I mean, I've seen it all along in my Christian life. You know, Christians that give up too easy. You know, don't take anything from. You know, they might be when it comes to business. You know, they're ones that you know they're not going to give up. You know, they're gonna that. I've seen men that started businesses and grew that business, and you know that's hardly ever an easy task, but they stuck to it. You know, a plumber in Florida. In fact, when I was a kid, he was my Sunday school teacher. And that fellow, he grew a giant plumbing business. You know, very well to do. And like I said, he was there serving. He was a deacon. He was a Sunday school teacher when I was a kid. And he didn't quit the plumbing business, but he got out of church. You know, he didn't persevere. And the thing is, and there are many, that's just one of many. And I'm sure we could go around and we could spend all afternoon telling stories how that someone we knew in church that you know what, they just gave up. But we need to persevere. You know, they get upset, they get their feelings hurt. You know, so is people that might be thick-skinned in other areas. You know, they might be, you know, those folks that like to cut people down, and they like to, they're that way, kind of back and forth, and you know, they'll say things, and it's like, well, that's just how it is. But they'll get their feelings hurt one time at church, and they'll quit. And I have an example of that too. I mean, you probably do also. They get their hurt, their feelings hurt. And the thing is, I think we all can attest, the church is not perfect. You know, they say, well, I haven't found that perfect church yet. And then the preacher said that, well, you know, when you do, it won't be perfect anymore, you know. And the idea that we're not perfect. You know, in something maybe said wrong. Maybe they were just kidding. Maybe they were trying to be hurtful. And that is not right. But it's not a reason to quit on God. They get their feelings hurt. You know, it's too much effort. You know, they don't want to spend Sunday at church. You know, because that's my only day off, you'll hear sometimes. You don't want to, you know, or you know, they don't feel like going to church, or they don't feel like, being a witness or pressing forward. Like I said, they'll persevere in just about any other area of their life, but when it comes to the things of God, they're so quick to give up. I know preachers that don't, you know. I knew a preacher that he walked in the pulpit and he said, "This is my 2-week resignation," and he left. He didn't care how the church was left. He didn't care if there was going to be somebody there to help carry it on. He just, "I'm moving, 2 weeks notice." And you think, and it's one of those. It's like, well, you know, you think, well, how can that guy do that? And I talked to one of the ladies from their church. I saw her here in town, and she goes, he was called to preach. How can he just give his 2 weeks notice and walk away? I said, I don't know. But you know what? He didn't persevere. We need to persevere. You know that our theme is abound, and we don't say, we want to abound in our Christian lives. But you know, if we don't, there's no abounding without persevering. We need to persevere. Not only do we need perseverance, we need, second of all, we need prayer. Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. We need to pray. Sam mentioned in Sunday school how that, as far as battle and war, in warring is mentioned in the Bible as far as our Christian lives. But as a warrior, prayer is one of our resources, one of our greatest resources. An idea that communication, it's critical to winning battles. You know, you heard of, heard of stories from battle, or maybe watched a war movie. Maybe it's based on a true story, however true that actually may be. You know, they seems like when they make the movies, it always, you'll hear maybe fellows that had been there, and they'll say, well, they took some liberties there, you know, and made it a little different. But, you know, maybe they say, you know, we lost communication. You know, and they didn't say that in a good way. It's like, you know, lost communication, that was not a good thing. That was a bad thing. And it's critical to our success. And we are in a battle. Like I said, this point kind of goes along with Sunday school this morning, is as far as the battle that we're in and the severity of it. And that we need to have communication with God. We need to pray. We need to realize the importance of it and use it. You know, we don't, you know, I'm as guilty of it as anyone. You know, we don't go anywhere without our phones. Right, we want to. We need to be in contact. You know, we need to be able to get a hold of our people. You know, we need to. You know, we couldn't go without our phones. You know, we'll leave and go back home to get it. We think if you think you lost it, well, you start freaking out. But we wouldn't go without a day without our phone. But are we more willing to go without prayer for a day or without our phones for a day? You know, we need to realize the importance of prayer and spending time with Him on a daily basis. And the idea that He has what we need, we just need to talk to Him. We need to persevere. We need to pray. Not only that, we need proclamation. Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Are we afraid to tell folks about Him? You think maybe you probably have met someone that's in like pyramid sales or something like that. It doesn't seem like that's as big as it used to be, thank goodness. But I remember, people, they were into, Amway, that kind of stuff. I remember that back in the day and different things. I remember I knew a fellow that was into like dietary supplements. And I remember we were with him one time, and he was looking around. He had these pamphlets, you know, about his vitamins, or, you know, he can lose some weight, or this will help this, or, you know. And he was always looking. He looked over and saw this heavyset guy. He goes, "Oh, I should go talk to him. He could use what I, you know." And he was going to go give him a pamphlet, and it was like, "Oh, look out!" Tread lightly there. But the thing is, are we that eager to tell folks about Him? You know, are we that eager to pass out a tract? Do we see folks around us like, you know what, they need Jesus? I better go tell them about that. I better go share a gospel tract with them. You know, they're trying, those fellows that are into that into sales, they're always looking for the next sale. Are we looking for the next soul we can share the gospel with? We need proclamation. We need to tell folks about Him. Curtis Hudson said the only alternative to soul winning is disobedience to God. You know, we need to go and carry out that great commission. Tell folks about Him. And yes, it can get frustrating or discouraging when people don't want to hear it. But you know what? That's our job's to share it. We need to proclaim it. Not only that, 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God." We need perusal. We need to spend time in His Word. And I know here we go again, talking about praying and Bible reading. But we need to peruse God's Word. We need to spend time in His Word. You know, say, "Well, you know what, I don't feel as close to Him as I used to." Well, how are you spending time in His Word, reading it? Not just reading it, looking to get something out of it. Looking for what He has for you in His Word. You know, as far as it's our instruction manual. We can try to put something together without reading the instructions. And I know that's kind of a stereotypical guy thing, you know. I'll do it to a degree, you know, if I think I got it down. But for the most part, I don't know if I got broke of it or whatever it is. Usually I'd rather use the instructions instead of having to get to, you know, step 9 and have to go back to step 4 because you need to put that one little part in there, you know. That can be frustrating too. But the thing is, we need to follow the instructions. We have instructions. But do we look at them? You know, there's times it's like, I don't need the instructions. I'll just make this fit, and then you break it. Or it might get destroyed. But we don't have to go through life like that. We have an instruction manual for life. You know, we don't have to be worrying and fretting as we go through life. We can go to His Word and get all the help that we need and all the promises that He has for us. We need a perusal. Not only that, we need a praise. The first verse of Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. When you think of somebody praising him and making a joyful noise, you think, you know, you won't go too far before you think of Paul and Silas in prison. You know, those fellows at midnight, they're praising him and singing. And yet when we have, when we have one thing go wrong and during the day, we get all upset. We all do it. But you know what? Do we praise him for what he's done? Do we praise him for being there for us and helping us throughout the day? There's so many things we can praise him for. We talked about that Wednesday night, being thankful. We need to praise him and not be spoiled, ungrateful kids. When our kids are little, you know, and kind of goes along with Wednesday night, we teach them, you know, to be thankful. Say thank you. But then in our Christian lives, we don't, so many times we don't say thank you. Not only do we not say thank you, we complain about something. We, you know, it's like, well, why did, you know, too bad I didn't get more. Too bad God didn't work it out better. It'd have been really great if the answer would have been like this. We need to praise him. Do we thank him for what he's done? Or do we just go through life and pray and he meets the need and we don't even bother to thank him, acknowledge what he's done for us? Number six, as far as helping our church to grow. Malachi 3:10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. We need to pay. And it's not a fee. It's not, I think I shared with you before, I had a cousin who wanted to put her son in Catholic school. And they weren't in good standing. But lo and behold, for $15,000 they could get in good standing. So that's what they did. And I'm not talking about that, but we're talking about tithing. Giving back to what God has given you. You know, those that say that, I've had folks say, I can't tithe. I can't afford to. But I guess I find it hard to ask God to bless and help you pay your bills and get caught up financially and straighten around financially and ask for wisdom when you're robbing from him, when you're stealing. I had a fellow tell me one day, well, that tithing, that wasn't for now. That was Old Testament. And that's not true. But that same fellow, he wasn't a member of any church. He'd go around and visit every once in a while and not all the time. So it just kind of tied into his form of Christianity, just floating around, picking and choosing what he wanted to do. But we need to pay. We need to tithe. Give back a portion to what he's given to us. And not only that, we see also we need to participate. Participate. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. You know, there isn't any group that if you don't attend regularly and go and be a part of to where you're going to feel, you know, you're not going to feel like you fit in. You know, people say, you know, come to church and say, you know, I just don't feel like I'm part. Well, it's like, you know, when you're only here, you know, one Sunday a month, you know, I would be surprised if you did feel like you were a part. And not beating on anyone. I'm just, how in the world could you feel like you were a part if you never showed up? You wouldn't feel like you're part of, whatever, 4-H, Girl Scouts, whatever they're calling it now. Scouts, you know, I don't even know if there is girls. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, I know they were mixing them together. But anything, you name the group. If you say, well, I'm part of that, but you don't go. You know, I'm part of that, but I don't attend the meetings. I don't put any money there. I'm not usually there. I'm not even sure who's in charge now. I don't know. You don't know anything about it. That's always funny. People say, well, I go to this church over here. You say, well, where do you go to church? Oh, over, you know, and they'd say a place and go, oh, who's the pastor over there? Honey, you know, and you know, they don't even know the pastor's name. But we need to participate. We need to come and get fed from God's word, hear God's word preached, fellowship, be encouraged by each other. We need to make it important. You know, the things that are important to you, you'll make them important. You'll make time for it. You know, there are things that are important to me, and then there's things that aren't as important. And you know what things usually get put on the back burner? The things that aren't as important to me. I know you're the same way, I'm sure. But we need to participate. And not only that, the first and most important, we need to profess your faith in Jesus. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We need to be saved. Has there been a time where you've asked the Lord to come into your heart and to save you? We all say, if we ask for a raise of hand, we all say, you know, we want our church to grow. Not so we can say, oh, look at us. You know, we're look what we've done. It's like, no, we see it soul saved and folks added to the church and families helped. I think we'd all say that's what we want. But you know what? There's some things that we as church members, we can do to help our church grow. We need to keep pressing forward for him. We all agree that, you know, the Lord's coming back soon, and we don't know when, but, you know, it's got to be soon. Well, then we need to take that as to kind of encourage us to kind of kick it in high gear, to get out there and tell folks about him and not give up. Keep going.